I know Old York Cellars also does a variety of events as well. So, for example, every Friday night, they like to do different type of musical events. So, again, if you want, just go to their website and you can see what they have going on. One of the things that I find fabulous about Old York Cellars is they do a wine and comedy night. And so if you're, again, if you're just looking for new, different, and interesting things to do, you know, all of the different vineyards here in Hunterdon County, they definitely offer different levels of events and entertainment. So, for example, Old York Cellars has coming up on August 5th at 7:30. They're going to have Nick Griffin at their place. And again, you can have some wine, enjoy some top-notch comics, and, you know, bring your friends, bring your family members. It's a great way of escaping reality for at least a moment of time. And it's just something fun and something different to do. So if you want to go and check out their website, it is oldyorkcellars.com. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to take another real quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to highlight another vineyard that we have here in Hunterdon County. And I'll go over some of their wonderful attributes as well. So hold on. We'll be back and we'll talk more about what is going on here in Hunterdon County during the summer months.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Well, he's a friend of mine. I have great respect for him. We've gotten to know each other very well. A great leader. He's a very talented man.
President Trump had a press conference today talking about rumors of problems between the relationship between himself and the Chinese president.
We've asked him for some assistance with respect to North Korea. Probably he could do a little bit more, but we'll find out.
Vice President Mike Pence made an appearance in Kentucky to tout the GOP health care plan in the Senate. He told those in attendance, no matter what the liberal media is trying to say about the president, he's focused on helping the American people.
You elected a fighter. You elected a winner. And no matter what issue the media may be focused on any given moment, I promise you, President Donald Trump will never stop fighting for the issues that matter most to the people of Kentucky and the people all across this country.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Experience Hunterdon. I'm your guest, your host, Laura Cummins. So before our break, we were talking about the different wineries that you can enjoy here in Hunterdon County. And we left off with talking about Old York Cellars. And now I'm going to talk about another one of my favorite places, and that is Beneduce Vineyard. And they are located up in Pittstown, which is up in the northern part of our county. Matter of fact, Mike and his sister were winners of our annual business awards last November. And they were anointed as Entrepreneur of the Year. So very exciting to have Mike and his sister here in the county as a wonderful business that not only produces a great wine, but also, very similar to the other vineyards, some great entertainment as well. So I kind of like what Mike had created for Beneduce, and that is the group therapy, which they offer every Saturday night and Sunday all year long. So what they do is they hold live music, and it is on their stone patio. And what they do is, even during the winter time, they create, when it's colder out, they create a heated oasis. So if it's raining out or, you know, cold out, you feel somewhat cocooned, and you can still enjoy the wine and you can still enjoy the music. But for this time of year, everything is open, and oh gosh, just being up there and just seeing the beautiful sights that surround their vineyard. So that is, again, Saturday nights from 6 to 9. And then on Sundays, it is from 2 to 5. So again, if you're looking for something unique, something different to do on the weekends, you have friends that are coming in from out of town, if you're thinking about making a trip to Hunterdon County, I would definitely encourage you to tour all of our vineyards that are located here. You could definitely make a very long weekend out of just enjoying not only our vineyards, but the other thing that I wanted to talk about as well. Before I do that, I just want to give you Beneduce's website if you want to find out more about, you know, what they have going on there year-round. So that is beneducevineyards.com if you want to see what Mike and his team have going on throughout the year. And again, just like Unionville and just like Old York, you can also host special events at the vineyards as well, which is pretty exciting. So we were talking about wine. Now I wanted to also talk about some beer. We can't forget about beer either. So we do have, for example, here in downtown Flemington on Stengel Road, we have the Lone Eagle. And matter of fact, Lone Eagle is celebrating their one-year anniversary, and they create craft beers. And Todd and Bob, they're the owners. Great guys. I've been in there a couple of times talking to them. Also received a tour of their facility to see the different ways in which they make their different brews. And you can go in there. They don't serve food, so if you wanted to bring something along, they definitely encourage that. I think ever so often, too, they'll have, especially on the weekends, they'll have a food truck out front. But right down the road, you can, it's within walking distance, there's also Bluefish Grill. So if you wanted to grab a couple of tacos and then come down to the Lone Eagle, that's always a great experience. Or if you want it, and I've done this with friends when they come in, you know, for the weekend, is we'll go to Lone Eagle for delicious beer, and then we'll head down to Bluefish for a yummy dinner or, you know, a lunch. And then from there, afterwards, we'll go to factory fuel for dessert. So you can park your car and you can enjoy all of this within a walking distance right here in downtown Flemington. So Lone Eagle is a great place to check out. We also have Skunk Town Distillery, and they're up a little further on 31. And Kane and his crew, they put together different types of vodka and I believe whiskey as well. So that's another great place if you are a little more into the spirits versus the beer and the wine. So again, there are a lot of great places to explore when it comes to wine and beer and distillery. So if you get a chance and you want to check out these places, give us a call here, even at the Chamber, if you want us to help, create a plan of action, even help you navigate. We would definitely be more than willing to help you do so. But again, just another great way of enjoying the great outdoors. A lot of the events that these businesses host tend to be outside, except obviously for during the cooler months ahead where everything is definitely more internal. So we're going to take a really quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some upcoming events that we have going on here in Hunterdon County that you can definitely enjoy this summer. So hold on and we will be back momentarily.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Host Laura Cummings. Very happy to be here. First show of the Experience Hunterdon radio show, which is a part of the Hunterdon Living series. And we are on every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. For myself, I am the second Thursday of each month. And then my partners in the 100 and Living series is Freeholder Suzanne Legay. She hosts the first and third Thursday of each month. And then I also have Kim Blanda, who is the fourth Thursday of each month. So tune in every Thursday here. Oh gosh, can you hear that? Whew, it's finally raining. We definitely needed it. Hopefully this rain will break up this horrendous humidity. But anyhow, Kim Blanda is on the fourth Thursday of each month here for our 100 in Living series. So, before we took our commercial break, we were talking about all of the wonderful vineyards that we have here in Hunterdon County, as well as the brew houses that we have and the distilleries. So, honestly, there is a lot to do. It's just how far are you willing to explore and see what we have here in this great county of ours. And again, it's not just for people who are thinking about visiting Hunterdon, but also for our local residents. So, you know, sometimes I think we get so caught up with doing the same things. And I encourage you to try something new this summer, try something different. So whether it be a new restaurant that you go to, or check out one of, you know, the wineries, or even visit one of our parks, step out of your comfort zone and try something new. And I would love to hear about your experiences. So if you ever want to email me here at the Chamber, my email is lcummins@hunterdon-chamber.org. Or you can even call us here at the Chamber, 908-782-7115. And again, we would love to hear all about your experience that you had at one of these wonderful businesses here in Hunterdon County. So we're getting kind of close towards the end of today's show, and I wanted to highlight some of the upcoming events that we have here in Hunterdon County. So, for example, this upcoming Saturday, we are going to have Salsa Nights, and that is going to take place right here in downtown Flemington on Main Street. Hunterdon Helpline coordinates this fun, festive event every year. It's a great way for them to build the brand awareness of their nonprofit organization, where their main focus is to help the seniors that we have here in Hunterdon County, especially for those who are, I don't want to say confined to their homes, but they don't have family sometimes necessarily in this area. And it is the volunteers and the staff over at Hunterdon Helpline that reach out to these individuals to make sure that they're okay, that they're taking their medication, and seeing if they have any particular needs. So Susan Lacks, along with her staff and her volunteers, they do an outstanding job year-round, and they don't take a break. They definitely work 24/7. So Salsa Night is definitely a great fundraiser for their wonderful organization. So if you have nothing to do this upcoming Saturday night, bring your family to Salsa Night. Again, downtown Flemington, rain or shine. Matter of fact, Big C is going to be there with another one of our radio hosts. We have Lauren, who is going to be co-hosting with Big C during this, again, very fun and very festive event. You have live music, you have vendors, and oh my gosh, again, calling all my foodies, if you enjoy great food, you don't want to miss Salsa Night this upcoming Saturday. Another great event to look forward to this upcoming July. And it's going into its 35th year, which I can't believe it. It is the Festival of Ballooning, which is hosted by Quick Check. And you know that's held up in Reddington. And this is an annual event that actually it pulls people from all over the world. This is actually one of the largest ballooning events in North America. So I know they're really looking forward to putting together an excellent event this upcoming year. Their festival is going to take place July 28th all the way up to the 30th, and that's going to be at the Solberg Airport in Reddington, New Jersey. I did hear that they're going to have on Sunday at 3 o'clock the Plain White Tees. They're going to be performing live. And then I know on Saturday, July 29th, they're going to have Jake Miller, and he's going to be one of the performers on Saturday. And then I got to tell you, one of my favorites is going to be there on Saturday too, and that's Pat Benatar. Oh my gosh, talk about living the 80s all over again. Pat Benatar was definitely one of my favorite singers. As a matter of fact, she still is still one of my favorites. So the entertainment that they have going on at the Balloon Festival is unbelievable, like always. And the most important part of the Balloon Festival is just watching all of those balloons launch. You know, the Friday night launch is always a spectacular sight. And then, you know, Saturday, the early morning launch, that's always, you know, all around. Who doesn't enjoy sitting and looking up in the sky and seeing all of these magnificent balloons just floating around? It's just so captivating. And it's a fun event for the whole entire family. So from the entertainment to the balloons, I can tell you, you won't be disappointed. It's definitely an event that pulls a crowd. So if you would like more information on this festival, definitely visit their website, which is balloonfestival.com. You can also call their 1-800 number, which is 1-800-HOT-AIR-9, and give them a call. They definitely have tickets on sale. And if you are looking for, again, something fun, something different to do, you don't want to miss this upcoming event that's going into its 35th year. So I just wanted to take this time and thank all of you for listening to the first segment of Experience 100 In. And next month, I am working on another great show. One of the things that I would really like to focus on is the local artisans that we have here in Hunterdon County. We have a lot of people who make things right here in our county that's pretty spectacular. And from honey to different art pieces to chocolate to woodwork, metal smithing, I just want to start interviewing these people and seeing what inspired them to create these pieces of art and the different art shows that are going to be coming up, especially in the fall season. So that way all of you can mark your calendars and start seeing what these artists are creating and just seeing their wonderful talents. So it's great to know that we have our parks, our wineries, our brew houses, our distilleries, the different events that we offer. But I also want to feature the people that make our county so wonderful and great as well. And I thought, you know what? Why not start with the artists? So for our August show, we're definitely going to have here in the studio some local artists that will highlight what they do and where you can find them, as well as some upcoming shows in which you can also see their work as well. So, again, I just want to thank all of you for joining us today and listening to Experience Hunterdon. And next Thursday, Suzanne Legay is going to be in the studio. And then for the final show for the month of July is going to be Kim Blanda, who is going to be talking about what's going on in the healthy Hunterdon world. So again, thank you for joining us and have a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you again next month. And again, thank you for tuning in to Experience Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Well, he's a friend of mine. I have great respect for him. We've gotten to know each other very well. A great leader, He's a very talented man.
President Trump had a press conference today talking about rumors of problems between the relationship between himself and the Chinese president.
We've asked him for some assistance with respect to North Korea. Probably he could do a little bit more, but we'll find out.
Vice President Mike Pence made an appearance in Kentucky to tout the GOP health care plan in the Senate. He told those in attendance, no matter what the liberal media is trying to say about the president, he's focused on helping the American people.
You elected a fighter. You elected a winner. And no matter what issue the media may be focused on any given moment, I